Hello, everybody. It's Stu Smith and Jeff Nichols, and we are back. Both been a little bit busy with some travel and some projects, but new tactical fitness report. You know what? And we got to thinking about, you know, why we were doing this. You know, it was because we're really basically answering people's problems, you know, coming to solutions with your problems. And I think a lot of you just don't even know sometimes the problems that you have. You know, sometimes it's, you just don't consider it. So a great question Jeff had was, you know, what is a good timeline to go into, to prepare yourself to go into any special operations force pipeline? So,
right,
you know, let's talk about that. But, you know, here's the problem. You know, that is a multifaceted question. You know, I can't just say, yeah, 1 year and you'll be good to go, because right, there's a whole list of stuff you got to consider. You got to talk about recruiting issues. You got to talk about your information that you understand about the whole recruiting process. You got to take a PT test. You got to have specifics on those PT tests. What's your weaknesses on that PT test? Otherwise, you're not even going to get to the training. And then, you know, weaknesses to get through the training as well. You know, how's your confidence, mental toughness, injury prevention? You know, there's so many things that we got to talk about, and logical progressions as you move through this timeline. So, you know, that's a tough one. It's probably one of the better questions we've ever been asked. You know, what's a logical timeline?
So many of the questions that Stu and I are happily receive, kind of the it depends answer to this is that many of you are 16, 17 years old, you're in college or high school, or some of you, many of the questions that we get are, a lot of you are like in your second year of college, and the questions are, well, what's a reasonable this? And for me, I'm not even looking at training at that point, because, you know, I get an email from someone that's running track, and they're not all that pleased with what the track coach is trying to do. And then I'm like, okay, well, trying to train at the same time, prepping for buds and also run track. Track is the preparation. We typically don't need to add, like, when the track season runs its course, you've gotten value from that. A lot of times we try to overcomplicate a thing, well, I need to add more, but you can't join the military if you're a junior in college for at least another year and a half anyway or so, right? So
yeah,
that's a different timeline with someone in college. And so you got to prioritize that stuff, and it's hard for you to do because it's like, well, no, as soon as I get out of high school, I want to go. Okay, well, you still got to get through high school, do your sports, prep, whatever you're going to do, and then create the timeline, then begins. Because really, you're not starting the timeline when you're 16. You kind of are. But the reality is you're not, when you're 16, you may change your mind when you're 18. Or you may have, like, you may be a really slow developer like me, or real fast on like someone else. So at 18, you may be very different than me. So it's hard for you to say, well, you know, what should I be doing? I'm a sophomore in high school. And I'm like, well, you should just be playing as many sports as you can, because that's the one thing you can control. Yeah. And then when you get 18, you're like, what do I do now? And then the questions go, all right, well, what are your PT numbers? What do you feel like? What do you need to work on? And then we can create a timeline. So those are the sort of questions we want you to start asking yourself, because for me, every person that's asked me so far, like, oh, I'm a sophomore, junior college, what should I do? Finish school. That should be your priority. Not because, you know, education at your university is going to detract you or guarantee or anything like that, but it's something you set. That's the mindset piece. You set out upon going to college, finish that before you open something else. Close that door before you open another one.
You know what? You're exactly right. And that will give you a sense of confidence of starting and finishing something that is a very long timeline that, you know, is, you're really kind of, it's uncomfortable. I mean, school is stressful. I mean, I know, you know, a lot of people make fun of kids in college that are stressed out, and you compare it to, you know, guys that are overseas fighting for the country stressed out, the two different stresses. But regardless, stress is stress hormonally. And it can challenge you. So, but anyway, it's more about that confidence of starting something and finishing something. And that's one of the things that adds to your resilience when you get to a training program and a hard selection program that, you know, like BUDS or SF selection, because if you can have something in the back of your head, like I quit this because I was uncomfortable, or I didn't quite finish those last 2 years because I just didn't have the patience for it. You know, you might not have the patience to suck up being wet and sandy all night, one night. You know, it's those little things that, you know, you don't think they're that big of a deal at first, but really it is. You know, Jeff was mentioning about, you know, you're 16 years old and you're playing as many sports as you can. You're not really training for buds, but in a way you really are. I mean, because it's part of being that team. It's part of starting something and not, you know, and finishing it and not quitting through it. And, you know, just building your overall resilience and mental toughness. And because I tell you what, there were some events in high school football in North Florida in summer, man. I tell you what, I look back definitely, and every time I see my high school football coach, I say, you know what, that summer camp, that really prepared me, you know, because that just sucked. You know, we had five practices a day, and in the Florida heat, humidity. I mean, there's things like that that are throughout your life that are going to prepare you for SF training. So now that's not even counting the timeline question, right? So this is all foundational work, you know, so you got to have this foundation. Then we find out what that foundation is. We'll assess your current scores, see where you are, and then we come up with a timeline answer. Now, do you have a generic timeline that 9 times out of 10 works for people that you are with?
Yeah, that timeline really has – the timeline can't start until a person graduates high school. So that's really the timeline. And most 18-year-old kids, even if they're a late bloomer, you can accomplish getting physically prepared – again, physically prepared for buds in 18 months probably. For a young, pretty immature 18-year-old in physical stature, 18 months later of good quality training with good rest periods and good skill acquisition, you can be pretty good and ready at 19 and a half years old. And that's kind of been, again, are there cases that would be done much sooner? Yes. Are there cases where it would take much longer, especially if we're dealing with dropping a lot of weight? Or like if you're like a 275-pound high school football lineman that was good, but you want to join the military, you're going to have to drop some weight. And vice versa, if you're like me, if you graduated high school 125 pounds, the 18-year-old Jeff at 125 pounds going through buds would have just gotten crushed.
Yeah, same.
So it's not missed on me that so many of you are, you know, it's not about what people have told you, but so many are like, well, I can run like the wind. I can do this and I'm light. Yep, you can. But we want you to make you a little more well-rounded. And that's the timeline is you'll know when you're ready.
Yeah.
Kind of, because you're going to go, if I keep training, I'm not really going to get any better. Right. And that's either because the program is bad or you've just been doing it right. And you're like, hey, now, if I'm going to be ready, now's the time to be ready. And what we've done, too, a lot of times is and Stu's using the clinical word. The clinical word is resiliency, mindset, grit, mental toughness. Those are phrases that we throw out there. All of us are guilty of doing it. We throw it out there thinking that that's going to really be a teachable moment. But we don't really teach mindset. You don't teach grit. You don't teach. But what you do is you create a life where you have to be resilient. And that's what finishing what you started is. You got to finish it. And then the program, you got to see it through and finish it. And then you got to look at yourself and go, honestly, am I ready? And if you're not ready, the beauty of being 18 and a half years old and not ready, train some more.
Right.
Reassess at 19. Am I ready? Nope. Am I ready? Oh, you just go one after enough training, you go, well, I'm ready as I'm ever going to be. And you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's our guess. That's my
here's a really good example. Well, I have this kid that was working out with me all through high school. Good kid, good athlete. Wanted to go be a SEAL, and I said, you know, give it some time. You know, try out college. You know, and he went to college for a year. Just didn't work out for him. Came back home, and you know, he's ready to go to the Navy. I said, you're not ready to go to the Navy. You know, and yeah, I've known this kid since he was 5 years old, right? You know, so I've known him for a very long time. So, you know, and here's what you need to do. Take some time, get a side job, you know, come train with us, and go take some courses, right? Let's instead of going to school just to go to school, let's go study to be an EMT, right? Let's go take a scuba course, right? Let's go, you know, and it started making sense to him, you know, and he actually enjoyed, you know, he's an EMT now. So his job now is working for the county as an EMT, right? And he's still training to go to BUDS, right? And he's coming in, you know, working all night, comes in first thing in the morning, you know, gets a workout in, then goes sleep. And, you know, he's just killing it now, you know, and it was just, and it's only been since he's graduated high school 2 years. So not even 2 years yet. I think 2 years in May. So 18, 19 months, you know, that is a big difference. And that's a lot of different life skills that one guy has created for himself as he prepares himself to go into the Navy, which should be in the next few months.
Yeah, so what he's done, folks, is this, and this is, I guess, the point that I'm trying to drive home is that we try to use our intellect to create a timeline that seems reasonable because we don't want to let ourselves down. Instead, what I suggest is follow programming within a timeline that you'll then, if the programming is right and the timing is right, you'll know.
No.
Don't force it. And that's the thing, like, that's probably the universal thread with so many things that we're passionate about, whether it's BUDS or just something, you know, a profession or family. Don't force it. If it feels forced before you get to BUDS is going to be, BUDS is already difficult enough, and SF selection, those things are already going to challenge your desire to endure. But if you go in saying, I've worked off a timeline and I felt ready and I felt healthy and all these sort of things, and now by doing that, you've removed a lot of doubt that otherwise might resurface when you're really physically and emotionally and socially challenged. BUDS,
yeah. Right?
It's a Mebus. I understand it. Students, like, they're like, did they say 18 months? But it depends.
Yeah, it does depend.
But. Yeah, it depends on a million things. But understand that, are you ever going to feel 100% ready? No, there's not really such a thing. And the reason why I believe that's the case is because you just don't know BUDS until you've been there, which is why you have we get so many emails saying, I've been through BUDS, I got dropped, or I rang the bell, I know what I need to do. Now, some of them are naively going, yeah, I've got it figured out. The other ones that are saying that, they're going, my mind is right. And a friend of mine in Florida this last week, I was actually in Tampa this week, and he said to me, he goes, at any point, did you doubt? And I didn't. I really didn't. And the reason why I didn't doubt is because I created a timeline that I know I could hold myself to, right? If I curated an unreasonable timeline, I wouldn't have been able to prep. If I had procrastinated too long, I would have found an excuse to not do it. So I was like, here's my timeline. This is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to create this life that I want instead of just hope that it shows up and then I'll hopefully be ready and then I can try BUDS. No.
Yeah.
Create a timeline, control the timeline, control the programming, and the timeline will take care of itself.
Yeah. And you will know, I mean, to a degree. I mean, I see the guys night and day from when they first come in here, their first few weeks and a week before they're getting ready to leave. I mean, you can see a huge transition from their just pure work capacity.
Yep.
You know, and they're crushing the PST, you know, they can work out for hours. You know, if I say, hey, we're going to do a spec ops triathlon, that's going to last 3.5 hours this morning. Okay, let's do it. You know, there's not even a second hesitation to it. You know, it's like, okay, fun.
And that's very indicative of one, you know, I know for many of you, this is whether you're using my programs or Stu's or anyone else's, don't mistake the lack of familiarity with the program as your inability to accomplish being physically ready. It's like anything else. You got to get into the program and run through it. And that program will tell you, oh, I need to work on this. I need to work on that. So before you question timeline, just get into training. Yeah. And when you get into that training, you may have to learn more. So your timeline might be a little bit longer. But you might get in there, like, again, a college graduate, Division I college wrestler that's wrestling 157. His timeline is going to be much, much shorter because he's just going to go like, yeah, I can do all of this. I just need to learn to swim or something.
Yep.
Or I just need to get out of the mode of wrestling and really get my head set on something else. So that timeline is going to be different, right? So, and that's okay. Don't compare, you 18 and 16-year-old guys, do not compare yourself to Stu and I and the people we train. I believe this with every ounce of me, and I know Stu does too. Everybody that goes to Buds and accomplishes and exceeds the PST standard is physically capable of getting through Buds. That is to say that you've trained properly to get the PST numbers that you've exceeded.
Yeah.
The training will allow you to complete Buds at a less miserable rate.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You know, you won't have to engage mental toughness so soon.
Correct.
If you are fully prepared.
Yeah.
You're going to have to engage mental toughness anyway because the days are long and cold and the nights are wet. So, I mean, that will happen. It's just depends on how, you know, the better in shape you are, the less you are going to have to engage that. And, yeah. I mean, it becomes tiring. I mean, there's only so much you can mentally endure.
Yep.
You know, but, you know, some guys do it. I've seen guys get through Buds with a broken leg and, you know, just sucked it up the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, so it can happen.
Finish what you started, okay? Finish school. Finish high school. Of course, you have to do that. You have to have your degree or your diploma or your GED. You have to have that diploma. Finish it. Then say, okay, I've been playing sports or I haven't. Doesn't matter. You got to finish high school. And then you got to start your timeline and go, well, let me back up. Finish high school. Next step, train. Begin training. Start training or training in high school.
Specifically.
Specifically train and go, that training will help you decipher. And also, once you get into training, then you can, because Stu and I is going to say, hey, what are your numbers? If we ask, if you say, hey, I want to train for Buds, da 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 da, and we'll say, all right, what's your PST scores? Well, I haven't really done the PST, but I've done push-ups, sit-ups, and maybe a run. Okay, that you wouldn't know that unless you began training. Right. So finish what you started. Train, evaluate, reassess, and then at that point, you'll know.
Yeah.
What the timeline is.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, here's a good example. You've met a couple of the guys that have trained with me that have come down to you. They moved up here from the South and found jobs. And I remember when they first got here, just the regular thing that we always do the assessment, PST, see where they were. Not bad, you know, not below average, not above average either. I'd say, you know, a good high average level PT scores. And he just said, you know, what do you think, you know, how long do you think I need to be here? And I said, I'll give it a year. And I could see like his face just turn white because he was thinking 6 months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, I said, I just think you got some other weaknesses that the PST's not really discussing, you know, it doesn't really tell you, you know, there's some strength and, maybe some core, you know, lower body strength abilities, you know, for load bearing type stuff that we just need to, I think a cycle of weightlifting is going to put you in the zone that you need to be in. So, and sure enough, you know, went through a winter lifting phase and he's gained 10, 12 pounds and feeling a lot stronger. And now he's starting to see it, you know, so he's, you know, probably by late summer, he'll be ready to roll. So.
Yeah. And that's the thing is I guess the point for all this, from my perspective, is that we understand completely the sense of urgency that you have, but do not let that sense of urgency override your personal evaluation of what you feel, right? Again, we're saying 18 months. Hell, man, it may be 3 years, and it's okay. Now, if you got some older candidates, different, that's a different scenario, but we're just the vast majority of the folks that are asking these questions are between 18 and 22.
Yeah.
right? They're either 16, they're a sophomore in high school, they're a sophomore in college, or somewhere in between, right?
Yeah.
So don't be in a big hurry with the timeline until, like, what Stu's candidate is doing. Like, that base of training isn't just PT numbers, right? That if he had gotten great in PST numbers, he still may not, like, really feel ready or look ready or just may not even be ready.
Yeah.
And that's okay too. Don't let the PST numbers, if you have a poor PST, you're like, oh my God, like, it's so over, it's okay. All right. Train, reassess. And that's why we keep saying be diverse with the programming, make changes, ask the questions why. Don't follow blindly into someone's program. So, because if the program itself is too undulating or too nondescript, you won't know if you're getting better, because the program, as you get better, the program should accommodate that.
Yeah. So don't, and it should start looking and feeling like buds if that's your goal. Yeah. You know, if you're Army Ranger, you know, you should be looking and feeling a little bit like Army Ranger training, whether it's the test to get into it or it's rucking your ass off.
Yep.
And lots of pull-ups, you know, yeah, you're going to be doing that stuff, you know, and
the long of the short, the long and short, there is no short answer.
Yeah. You know, it's a great question though. I would say it's a great question, and it's something that, you know, we could even do probably a multi-part series on this, because the problem with the timeline is the reason why the timeline answer is the reason why Jeff and I do this. It's because when you ask what is your timeline, we see about a dozen problems that could be your problem.
Yeah.
That you're going to go along that journey.
Yeah.
And we have to address each one of those problems. Sometimes they might not be a problem for you. You know, like, yeah, Jeff mentioned the collegiate wrestler. You know, he may just have one problem, right? You know, but typically people have three or four problems, and then they gain a problem that they don't even realize that they're going to have because the recruiter throws a curveball at them about recruiting process.
Yeah.
Yep. Things like that happen
too. It's all about mitigating that stuff that you can control.
Yeah.
Really. And that's, again, a big part of this process is, you know, being patient. And we know that it's frustrating. And like I said, and there's fear involved, and that's okay. You should be a little bit afraid and apprehensive of, like, what to expect, but that's also part of the process. And that's why we're saying, hey, get into the program, figure some stuff out, because problem solving is a huge component of BUDS. And that problem solving aspect isn't just like that outward expression of problems they set forth in front of you. Those problems are ones that you've talked yourself into problems and fear and worry. Don't do that. Just get into a program so you have a point of assessment, even for yourself, not just for Stu and I and whoever else.
Sure.
Just get training. Get training. The timeline is plenty long enough for you guys. I mean, worst case scenario, you graduate high school and you spend 10 years training for BUDS. Not advised. But you get my point, is there's a lot of time for you high school students and college students to get ready. There's plenty of time. It doesn't matter how big, fast, slow, weak you are. The time, again, it'd be a problem if you had to go to BUDS at 18.
Yeah.
But you don't. You got till 26 or 28 and then potentially wavered after that. You have a decade to make this decision. You have a decade to prepare. You don't need that typically, but you have it.
Yeah.
Relax.
Very good point. That opens up the window, doesn't it?
So,
if anything, that statement right there, you know, from you thinking your window's this big of when you need to go to BUDS, it opened it three times as much.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, take a big deep breath, reassess, and, you know, one day at a time. And because that's the only way you're going to prepare, you know, is actually get the time in to be able to prepare. So, once again, Jeff, that was a good one. I think we can definitely come back to this one in a different angle, maybe.
For sure.
You know, maybe hit it, you know, on a variety of things. You know, I have had a bunch of questions. Here's a good question for us, maybe for next time, is about the Air Force Special Ops Pipeline.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people have been asking about the Air Force PJ.
Yeah, TAC PJ and CTTs. Yep, yeah, all that good stuff.
All of those linked together. Yeah.
We will, again, be patient. It just sometimes life for Stu and I get equally busy, but we haven't forgotten about you all. We will continue to answer the questions to the best of our ability. And sometimes you see that there is no exact answer, but it doesn't, just because it's not exact doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah.
So we're going to give it to you the best that we can ethically.
Yeah.
See where we go from there.
Right. All right. Jeff, thanks a lot.
All right, Stu, thanks.
We'll see you guys.